Welcome to week six, identity and self-image. We're going to ask the question, who is stressed? Who? In the previous weeks, you explored awareness, thought, sensation, then inner being, and then sacred wholeness. Each of these practices gently loosened the sense of separation that often underlies stress. This week, in week six, attention turns towards something very familiar and very powerful: identity. Stress is rarely just about circumstances. It is usually about who we think we are in relation to those circumstances. This week invites a simple inquiry. What is the, quote, cell? What is the cell that feels stressed? What is it? This is not a philosophical question. Again, it's something to be explored directly in your own experience for yourself. The key idea for this week is that identity is not a single solid thing. Identity is more like a collection of thoughts, a collection of images, memories, roles that we play, and sensations that we feel, all arising within awareness. When identity is taken to be fixed or threatened, stress increases. When identity is seen to be an experience rather than an essence, then stress often softens naturally. Core practice for this week is just investigating the sense of me. This practice invites you to notice how the sense of self appears. How does it appear? You can do this without trying to remove anything or improve anything. Nothing needs to be changed. We're just investigating the sense of what is it like to feel like me. Begin by settling into a comfortable position, just like as in weeks prior. You can even change your position in the middle of it. It doesn't matter. And you can be in a chair or on the floor or even laying in bed. Just take a minute to get comfortable. And notice that awareness is already present, just like in previous weeks. Relaxing into open awareness. Now gently notice the sense of being someone. Not a story, just the feeling of it, of being me. Gently feel the feeling of being a me. It might be a feeling in the body or a mental picture or a voice in your head or just some sort of assumption in your mind. All of that is okay. There's no correct way for it to appear. We're just looking. Notice that the sense of me is being experienced. Me, 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 me. Being experienced. That means It is appearing within your awareness. You are aware of the feeling, right? Are there thoughts about yourself, like labels or descriptions or roles that you play? These thoughts might say, hey, I'm this way, or I'm not like that, or I should be different. Those are okay. Let those thoughts arise and don't argue with them. Just let them come and go. Notice these thoughts naturally come and go. And look, does awareness change when a thought about yourself appears? Does awareness change when that thought about yourself goes away? Try not to use words, just take a look. Where is the one who feels stressed? Where exactly is the one who feels stressed? In the body? In the mind? Somewhere else? Stress often appears as a combination of sensations and mental narratives and a sense of personal meaning. A combination of things appearing together as stress. Combination of experiences. Check it out. See if the sense of me feels solid or is it kind of flexible and shifting moment to moment? Is it perfectly steady forever and ever or does it ebb and flow a little bit moment by moment? It'll be here. You're not trying to get rid of identity. You're just noticing how it works. And we'll just rest here for a minute. Awareness, noticing, identity. Just relaxing into awareness. Noticing identity. Are you still there? Very good. Very good. When you're ready, we'll allow the practice to come to an end now. But notice that identity continues. Awareness continues also. All right, so you might have noticed a strong sense of self or a vague sense of self. Some people feel a solid sense of self. Other people say it feels more fluid. And there can be moments where identity feels less centralized, or like maybe it vanished altogether there for a moment. All of these are good and normal and perfectly okay. The key insight this week is not that identity dissolves, but that identity is experienced in awareness. Awareness is not an identity. And stress often depends on taking an identity to be fixed or threatened. To practice this week, during the week, especially when stress arises, pause briefly and ask, who is this happening to? Who? Don't answer with words, just use it again as a way to look, to notice what appears. Thoughts appear, sensations will come up, emotions and images, maybe some voices in your head. Let your awareness include all of them and ask, who is this happening to? If you prefer journaling, would like to do some reflections later, you can look back and reflect on one or more of these questions. Did identity feel solid or fluid? Which elements made up the sense of me? How did stress change when identity was observed rather than assumed? Excellent. Okay, to close this week, we'll provide another important clarification. This practice does not mean that you should abandon your personality. It does not mean you can let go of all responsibilities or the roles that you play in life. Identity and the different hats we wear, they're useful. The aim is simply to notice when identity becomes rigid, when it becomes defended, when it becomes over-identified, and to rediscover the awareness in which identity appears.